Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I mean, I have got a stack of papers. I'm telling you. I try to kind of stay out of the news on the weekends and kick back just a little bit, although I don't really kick back. I end up up here in the office doing some kind of work, which I did on Saturday, but I watched some granddaughters in dance competition, one in a gymnast competition, my weekends are usually full. So I try to stay away from the news as much as possible until Sunday night, and then I turn it on. Or I go through my emails, and I go through the Twitter feed, and I go through Facebook, and I try to at least catch the headlines of what's going on. And of course today, because the 15th landed, the 15th landed on Saturday, so today is when your taxes are due, if I'm correct. So I thought, you know, I'm just gonna pull out the old tax poem so we can all feel real good about it. And, go over that today. It says here in this article I have from Newsmax, more than 5 million tax returns are expected today. Gotta be by midnight tonight, right? Midnight tonight? Well, the tax poem, it's unknown who wrote it, but it tells an awful lot. Taxes land, taxes wage, taxes bed in which he lays. Taxes tractor, taxes mule, tax him, teach him taxes is the rule. Tax his cow, tax his goat, tax his pants, tax his coat. Tax his ties, tax his shirts, tax his work, tax his dirt. Tax his chew, tax his smoke, teach him taxes are no joke. Tax his car, tax his grass, tax the roads he must pass. Tax his food, tax his drink, tax him if he tries to think. Tax his sodas, tax his beers, if he cries, well, tax his tears. Tax his bills, tax his gas, tax his notes, tax his cash. Tax him good and let him know that after taxes, he has no dough. If he hollers, tax him more, tax him until he's good and sore. Tax his coffin, tax his grave, tax the sod in which he lays. Put these words upon his tomb, taxes drove me to my doom. And when he's gone, we won't relax. We'll still be after the inheritance tax. Our founding fathers threw tea into a harbor because of taxes. Taxes that were ruling the day and causing great grief upon the people. Do you believe you have great grief upon you with the taxes that you pay? It is said that if you had to go back, like back in the day when you actually physically paid the tax collector, that there would have been a rebellion a long time ago. But because they sneakily take it out of your paychecks, unless you're self-employed, they sneakily take it out of your paycheck. And you never miss it because you never had it. So you don't have to turn it over unless you need to really look and read your tax returns and realize what they have done to you. The next time you think, man, I wished I could go out and eat, or I wished I had the money to do this or to do that. Why am I at the age I am and I'm still in debt? Of course, a lot of that has to do with lifestyle, but we are taxed beyond measure and it is wrong. 5 million tax returns will end up in the mail. So don't expect mail to go too quickly, I guess, this week is part of the message in that. I have been on my bandwagon off and on here about the bathroom situation. The liberals want you to share the bathrooms with transgenders. And I saw a tweet this week, and I wrote it down. And this is coming from the actor James Woods. And I thought he put it very, very well. And as we talked on Friday about the distractions that we have, this is one of them. What does the Democrat Party or the Republican Party, what do they really stand for? He says the world is fighting Islamic terrorism, starvation, and disease. But the Democrats are fighting for men to pee in the ladies' restroom. Now, you stop and think about that, and you think, well, that's just kind of silly. No, you stop and think about it. That has ended up to be some kind of a war with the progressive liberals. I'm sure not every registered Democrat is on board with this. But Hollywood is pushing it. Liberal progressives are pushing it. Hillary Clinton is pushing it. And Bernie Sanders is pushing it. I don't believe any of the Republican candidates are. I think they're all fighting against it. But think about the distraction that this is. Why is this even an issue? Well, I'm going to joke a little bit, but I'm not really joking. But I figured it all out. I figured out how we can solve and make everybody happy with the bathroom situation. I know they don't want their own bathroom. But let's, on the left side of the hallway, have the liberal progressive bathrooms. Anyone who wants to go in there can go in there. And on the right-hand side of the hallway, we're going to have a men and a women's bathroom for men and women, those who know who they are, those who have no question of who they are. I'm saying it in jest, but it is the absurdity of what they want and the risk that they are willing to take with your children. Because you know Hillary Clinton doesn't use public bathrooms like you and I do. Do you think that she would really want one of her grandchildren to be in a public restroom when some pervert walks in? Of course, she has security guards. So let's talk about the perverts just a little bit. A man blames his murder conviction on transgender feelings. Edmund Tennant Brown, his last name, was convicted in 2007 for the 2003 strangulation of a popular teacher in an affluent Charleston, South Carolina neighborhood. Now he's calling himself Catherine and is demanding the state pay for his sex change operations. Brown, 44, was convicted of murdering Mary Lynn Witherspoon, who was 53, in a brutal crime that made national news. The murderer now says there was an underlying reason for his conviction. He is a woman trapped in a man's body. These are the men that want to share the bathroom with your daughters, with your sisters, with the young mothers, with the older women. This woman, I don't call that old anymore, 53. That he murdered. They're not normal. Don't let them tell you they're normal. They are not. Bruce Jenner playing the part of a woman, Caitlyn, is not normal. Don't let them tell you they're normal, and don't let them share a restroom with your children, your young mothers, or your young men, because they are dangerous. Dangerous sickos. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We'll move along to something else. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. At the beginning of the show, we read the tax poem. I tend to read that at least once a year. And if you'd like a copy of that, just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and I'll get it printed off and have it ready for you. Well, in the talking about Bruce Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner, which I will not call him Caitlyn because he, you go have his, biology just doesn't seem to matter. We're supposed to be this nation that's all about science. Well, apparently we're throwing biology out. But if you take his DNA, it doesn't matter how many surgeries he has. His DNA is going to say that he is male. Obviously, his mother didn't twist his ear enough when he was a kid. He's a very confused and sick individual, as is this man that murdered this woman. But here is a man now who's taken on the name Bruce Jenner. I'm not sure why, but he says it's time for the name to return to its heterosexual roots. Well, I don't think he ever really was heterosexual. I think he always was pervert. Always. He married, he had children, talking about Bruce Jenner, who thinks he's Caitlyn now. He married, had children, but even at that time, he told his wife when they were dating or when they were engaged or something, I remember her saying that he took hormone shots, and she thought it was a little strange then. He's always had some kind of a sickness, a mental illness about who his identity is. But this is a Florida man who reportedly has won a name change to Bruce Jenner, a switch to ensure that the decathlete
gold medalist's name returns to its heterosexual roots. Well, I don't know how that's really going to fix it just because somebody else has the name. He says, I think the name Bruce Jenner alive and well is a big story. Mark is now legally Bruce, so the famous Bruce Jenner's name will return to its heterosexual roots, where our client believes he belongs instead of hanging out with the likes of the Kardashians and getting into car accidents, says Caitlin. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, that's really not going to fix it. But if it makes you feel better, I expect we'll let you do it. He did it legally. Well, Clinton had quite the weekend, I guess, and she went to George Clooney's. Remember, we talked about constitutionally clueless George Clooney. And Hollywood seems to be constitutionally clueless. They all want these warm fuzzies, and they all want everybody to be accepted for who they are, regardless of how confused and sick they are. But, you know, it's really big of them, just like Hillary Clinton and all these others that are have security guards and protection for their families, to tell you that your little girls and little boys can go to the bathroom with perverts. That perverts can enter their restrooms, their public restrooms. Well, back to Clueless Clooney. He was holding a fundraiser. Him and his rich, rich neighbor, they take turns trying to outdo each other on these fundraisers for Hillary Clinton. I find this to be terribly insulting to the American people. But on the way to this party that cost a single person $33,400 per person. It says here that supporters of Senator Bernie Sanders threw dollar bills at Hillary Clinton's motorcade as it approached the actor George Clooney's home in Studio City, Los Angeles. As she arrived for a $3,400 per person fundraiser, he and his wife, Amel, I'm not sure how you pronounce her name, were hosting for the former Secretary of State on Saturday evening. Now, this was in protest, and if you recall, that's one thing that Sanders goes after Hillary about, that she goes after, she's getting the big money from the banks and the corporations and blah, 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 and he's getting the $5 and the $10 bills from everybody else. And in many cases, he's outraised her. But here we have Hollywood's rich and famous coming in. Well, you know, I'm broke. $33,400 to attend this fundraiser. Maybe we need to stop supporting Hollywood. They've got a little more money than they got sense. And, you know, I wouldn't have any problem telling George Clooney that to his face. He's a good actor. I like to watch his acting. But, you know, I think maybe I'm going to stop supporting it. I'm not going to go out to a movie just because George Clooney's in it. Of course, can't really afford to go to movies much these days anyway. But they get rich off of you. They get rich off of their violent movies and then tell you you can't have a gun. These folks in Hollywood, these rich and famous, they're an insult to the American public, as they have no problem taking your money, getting rich, and then turn around and slapping you in the face with it. $33,400 ahead to attend the fundraiser. So Bernie Sanders' people had $1,001 bills, and that's what they threw at Hillary's motorcade. She probably got out later or had somebody get out later, pick it all up, and take it too. Well, there was a protester to Hillary. And this happened, let's see, when did this happen? It doesn't say here in the report. I was supposed to watch a video. I just don't have time to watch all the videos. But this particular campaign rally was held in Los Angeles on Saturday. And two protesters erupted at Hillary Clinton by shouting that Clinton was evil and guilty. She's guilty, she's guilty, she's evil, they said. That's what they shouted. She's guilty, she's evil. According to the report, one of the protesters was escorted out. Well, and he probably should have been escorted out, but it got it right. Kind of reminded me of that senator that yelled, "You're a liar," to President Barack Obama, and then was forced to apologize. Forced to apologize. Because that was, I guess, not proper to do. Well, it's also not proper to lie. It's also not proper to allow American people, American soldiers, to be murdered and slaughtered and an embassy. And one of the American embassy guys, I can't think of his name now, they weren't just murdered. They were tortured and drugged through the streets. And a victory over the United States of America. All because Hillary Clinton can't do her job. And now they want to make her president? Clueless Clooney. Clueless Hollywood. They're so rich, they're blind. But you got to hand it to the Sanders people, throwing $1,001 bills at her. What we could do with $1,001 bills, huh? Well, Hollywood is chasing after Hillary. Some of them are chasing after Sanders. There's a few that are so-called conservatives or Republicans that are supporting either Cruz or Trump or Kasich. But they don't like to talk out too much. Now, I read James Woods' quote to you, and he's come out as he endorses Ted Cruz. But there are others that have come out that are endorsing Kasich, and there are others that have come out that are endorsing Trump. But they don't make as much noise, and they certainly don't do the fundraisers that Hollywood does for Hillary. Well, you know how Donald Trump is, his name-calling, which, you know, I guess they have amount of that. I don't like it. I don't know how else to put it. I don't like it. But sometimes he gets it right. So he's decided to call Hillary Crooked Hillary. Now, I wish she would just call her Crooked Clinton. Because, you know, he got the two C's together. But he's calling her Crooked Hillary, and I got a feeling that'll stick. Because most of us believe she's crooked anyway. Most of us know that she lies. She doesn't tell the truth. You can tell by her body language. She doesn't even believe what's falling out of her own mouth. And she can't wait to be president of the United States just because she thinks she deserves it. I think she deserves prison for what she did in Benghazi. And I think there's some other things in that Clinton Foundation that both of them, and maybe a few others, deserve a little prison time. Well, we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. I've got some other things I want to talk to you about, but your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. It's not free for all, so talk about what I'm talking about. 877-895-5410. I started to say free for all. That wouldn't be the number. 877-895-5410, and we will all be right back.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app.
app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We have been having some phone issues, so if you've been trying to call in, it's fixed now. We had to reboot it. We had to reboot the phone system. I guess the phone system had a rough weekend. So if you had something you wanted to tell me, don't give up. Go ahead and give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I've been thinking through the break about a tongue twister that we could come up with. And so maybe you can help me, but I think I've got it, at least partly. Now, try to say this 3 times really fast. Clueless Clooney, Cassius Crooked Clinton. Got that? Clueless Clooney, Cassius Crooked Clinton. Maybe Cassius isn't the right word, but if you say contributes, you got to put the word to in there, contributes to. So Clueless Clooney, Cassius Crooked Clinton. I should send that to Trump, see what he does with it. Now over the weekend as well. In fact, I think this was even early on because my daughter-in-law actually mentioned it and asked me if I had seen this, and I said I haven't seen it completely yet. It's the report, the 9/11 report, and they're hiding some information in there, and I even saw a little bit, I believe it was last night, a little bit of Hannity, and I'm not sure if it was a new interview or an old one, but they did mention this, and he was interviewing Ted Cruz, And he was asking him if he said, well, I have read it, but I can't tell you or I would be thrown to jail. But I'm thinking, why? Hillary hasn't been thrown to jail yet. Nobody else gets thrown to jail. Why would Ted Cruz be thrown to jail? Anyway, I thought I would just share a little bit of this with you, and then we'll go on, because I haven't had an opportunity to really, really study it. It says here that in its report, and this was on 60 Minutes, in its report on the still-censored 28 pages implicating, if nobody sees it, how do they know? Do you ever get that question in your head? Implicating the Saudi government in the 9/11 60 Minutes last weekend said that Saudi's role in the attacks has been soft-pedaled to protect America's delicate alliance with the oil-rich kingdom. Wow. We talk about how we the people are under tyranny with the D.C. occupiers, the government incorporated. Well, is our government incorporated, enslaved to Saudi Arabia? Actually, it says here that the kingdom's involvement was deliberately covered up at the highest levels of our government. Now, this was during the Bush time. Before you start yelling at Obama, this was during President Bush, George W. And the cover-up goes beyond locking up 28 pages of the Saudi report in a vault in the U.S. Capitol basement. Investigations were throttled. Co-conspirators were let off the hook. It says here that case agents I've interviewed at the Joint Terrorism Task Forces in Washington and San Diego, the forward operating base for some of the Saudi hijackers, as well as detectives at the Fairfax County, Virginia Police Department, who also investigated several 9/11 leads, say virtually every road led back to the Saudi embassy in Washington, as well as the Saudi consulate in Los Angeles. Yep, time and time again, they were called off from pursuing the leads. A common excuse was diplomatic immunity. Those sources say the pages missing from the 9/11 Congressional Inquiry Report, which comprised the entire final chapter dealing with foreign support for the September 11 hijackers, details the evidence gathered from both CIA, FBI case files, and official Saudi assistance for at least two of the Saudi hijackers who settled in San Diego. I'm not going to share the entire article here with you. I'm going to go with this last comment, the last paragraph that I'm going to share with you. It says some of the information has leaked from that section, including the flurry of pre-9/11 phone calls between one of the hijackers, Saudi handlers in San Diego, and the Saudi embassy, and the transfer of $130,000 from then-Saudi ambassador Prince Bandor's family checking account to yet another of the hijackers' Saudi handlers in San Diego. Now, let me remind you, this happened under George W. Bush. Let me remind you to keep watching what's happening in the presidential election. Who is endorsing who? I want you to digest that for a while today. Who's endorsing who? Who is okay with hiding this information from the people of the United States? And who is afraid to this day that this might be released, that we might actually find out more of what happened in the attack on our own soil, against our own people, on that dreadful day, 9/11. Moving on, totally a different topic. I'm saving one article that I really want to bring to you the last segment of the show. So if you want to call, you better make it quick, 877-895-5410. But there's a new McDonald's restaurant, and it will sell infinite fries. All you can eat fries, I guess that's what that means. This is a new McDonald's is opening up a restaurant, and I'm shaking my head. In Missouri, that's unlike any other McDonald's in the country. The new 6,500-square-foot location in St. Joseph will offer all-you-can-eat French fries, customizable desserts, sandwiches, and burgers, as well as table service. Remember when all McDonald's was a walk-up window? You just walked up, ordered your food, and went back in your car and ate it? Or a picnic table? It says it will have several digital kiosks, I don't know how you say that, K-I-O-S-K-S, for customers in order to order their food. I guess that just means counters. McDonald's is now adding to restaurants across the county a party room for rent. Now, they've always had some party rooms, but this is for modern-looking couches and armchairs for hanging out. Now, I notice that some of the McDonald's are trying to look more like a coffee shop, trying to reach out to the younger generation. The restaurant will also try to appeal to young moms by hosting events for mothers and kids during the day, such as a play groups and children's book readings, according to Facebook. According to their Facebook page, that's something that the rival chain Chick-fil-A has been doing for years. Chick-fil-A also recently added a new mom's valet service. They've got a valet service to make ordering easier for the parents. The new play area for the parents will be unlike any other McDonald's play place, featuring interactive light board tables and tabletop video games, according to the news press. Now that is competition the American way. Infinite. All the fries you can eat. Well, they better go back to the ugly oil, because they were much better when it was in the ugly oil instead of this healthy oil. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome, but you better make it quick, because I have something I want to share before we go off the air. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166.
That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We're on the final segment of today's show. I have something I want to share with you, but first we've got Skits. And Skits wants to share something with us. Skits is from Nebraska. How are you doing today, Skits?
Oh, we're happy Monday.
Well, thank
okay.
you.
Not regarding 9/11. Okay. Don't forget the Project for a New American Century and the signatories there, too. Don't forget the short selling of all the airline stock. And also, don't forget the fact that Boeing had retrofitted all of its airplanes with guided missile technology, where just in case the plane got hijacked, that the control of the plane could be taken over and it could be worked just like a drone, with pre-programmed coordinates to land and everything. So I just thought I'd throw that out there.
We need to, you know, in the scripture it says when after Mary gave birth to Jesus, she pondered all these things in her mind. You know, we have an awful lot of pondering to think about and follow the money. Follow what's going on. Absolutely follow the money.
And see who benefited from it, and how quickly did they ram through that Homeland Security Act that they've been trying to push through.
Well, now I heard
the Oklahoma City bombing.
I heard the Patriot Act was actually a blank sheet of paper when they all signed it. There's an awful lot that's. Makes me very unhappy.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Well,
it's happy Monday to you.
Long way to Washington.
It is. I have this thing. I need to talk to somebody about funding it. I have this idea where us women, us girls, we'll welcome a few guys if they want to walk along. That'd be all right. But I want to call it the Red Heel Brigade. So we can wear red tennis shoes or red flats, whatever you want to do, and start taking some marches across this nation. I'm sick and tired of these Democrats, these progressives, these liberals trying to push things through like the bathroom issue and then telling us there's a war in the Republican Party against the women. What an insult. What a slap in the face at family, at females. And I would have no problem whatsoever telling Hillary Clinton this to her face. Or some of the others. Or Clueless Clooney. I would have absolutely no problem
telling them they do not live in the real world. Their ivory palaces need to come down. Not because I want to share their wealth, but because they need to have an awakening from the American people. We're the ones. It's okay if they're rich. It's okay if they're famous. But we're the ones running this show, not them. Now, this is the story I wanted to share with you. And this is kind of sad and kind of funny, kind of scary. But there is a video to watch, and I've posted this on the show's Facebook page. But I might try and just grab this article and put it in my blog so you can read it. But this is from the National Review, and it says the college kids, they can't explain why a short white man isn't a tall Asian woman. So I just want to share this with you. It's written by David French. Says, from the Family Policy Institute of Washington comes this amusing video where the conversation about gender-neutral bathrooms turns into something a bit more interesting. When you watch the video, as the students struggle to explain why an adult male shouldn't enroll in a first-grade class, why he's not a woman, why he's not substantially taller, or why he's an Asian. This isn't moral relativism. It is a completely fact-free new moral code, one based entirely on consent and harm. Or should I say, immediate harm. Essentially, the new morality is you do you, so long as it doesn't hurt me or someone else in a way that I immediately recognize. The new immorality is any act of intolerance that purports to interfere with this radical autonomy. The fascinating and disturbing thing is that the generation that so prizes its alleged love of science continues to hold to its primitive harm-based morality in spite of oceans of evidence that years of far more basic departures from traditional morality have caused and are causing enormous social problems and human free will. Years ago, no-fault divorce was a no-brainer. A recognition of individual free will. Fast forward two generations and broken families are a prime factor in virtually every negative economic, emotional, and cultural development in the United States. More recently, cohabitation is a new norm, and couples who wait until marriage to live together are seen as odd. Yet cohabitation often causes young children to experience extreme family instability, exposes children to greater risk of physical and sexual abuse from non-parent boyfriends, and often leaves single mothers facing serial abandonment. And we've barely dipped our toe in the water of the brave new world, where it's totally cool if men believe they're females, female dragons, he says. But there's no trace of regret or humility in the cultural revolutionaries. The people who've so profoundly influenced the young people on the video that's on this in this article, just keep doing what you want. If you get hurt, it's probably some Christian's fault. Only tolerance can stop utopia. Only intolerance can stop utopia. And as I read this, I went back and thought about that man who confessed that he strangled this teacher, strangled this 53-year-old woman because he's a female inside a male's body. He's mentally deranged, and so is Bruce Jenner. And anybody else who thinks they're somebody they're not. So they're sick. We're going to keep feeding them the virus. And we're not going to give them a solution. These type of policies, these kind of ideals are what is breaking this nation apart. The family is no longer strong and held together. Humans don't know who they are because they're being fed a bunch of lies from people like Clueless Clooney and Crooked Clinton. Let them have their own bathrooms and stay away from our children. Stay away from our young mothers. It's time for each one of us to stop putting up with this stuff. Stop being a wallflower. Get involved. And for Pete's sakes, let's hold hands and come together to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio. P.O. Box 73. California, Missouri. 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.